Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, she is Olivia Decker. She's a college sports reporter for ESPN. She's going to be in town this weekend for Memphis Ole Miss. That game, 11 a.m. on ABC. She joins us now. Hey, Olivia, how are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. How are you?
Everything
appreciate
is good
you joining us.
In Memphis. We are very excited to have you guys in town this weekend. Certainly a great opportunity for Memphis. Let's start there. What does it say about a program like Memphis that come week one of the college football season, it is hosting a nationally televised college football game?
I tell you what, that's huge for Memphis, especially as they're looking at the season that they should have. Why not kick it off on a big stage? You know, if this is a team that we're hopefully talking about in the American Championship again, and maybe in a New Year's Six bowl game, I mean, this is a team that you want them to get everyone's attention week one. So I think it's so appropriate to put them on such a big stage right away.
Olivia, last I looked, Memphis was favored by 5.5. It's sort of been in there, 6 points. Mm-hmm. To you, does it say more about Memphis or does it say more about where Ole Miss is to you?
Good question. You can make an argument for either. I think it says more about Memphis, and here's why. I think with Brady White having his second season, he's stronger, he's faster, he's more at home, he's primed to have a great season.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they still have him another year after this is huge. I think that's a huge factor. I think the two new coordinators for Memphis is a big factor. They look splashy on paper, you know what I mean? Whereas Ole Miss, of course, they have two new coordinators as well, both former head coaches. Those were great hires. But you can't do much about the personnel they've got right now, and the truth is they're just young, and
mm-hmm.
their bands have really hurt them, and I think a year like now shows that their last couple of recruiting seasons are going to hurt them now in the 2019 season is kind of how I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
So I want to say it says more about Memphis and in the positive direction they're going, and that they have everything in their favor this season to really be a team we're talking about.
We know the score with Ole Miss. You know, they're rebuilding, lost quite a bit to the NFL and really haven't been the same since Hugh Freeze obviously lost his job there. But even though they're not Alabama, they're not Florida, they're not Georgia, they still are an SEC program. So for Memphis, if they are able to get this win, if it's not, you know, against a traditional powerhouse in that conference, what would that mean? What would that say if Memphis were able to get this win?
Well, kind of like we started out, the fact that it is on ABC, there are going to be a lot of eyeballs on it. So just as you're talking about national perception, when you think of the American Conference now, everyone talks about UCF, and I think that they will be talking about UCF as the season goes on. Again, I have them week three against Stanford. So it's kind of like, can you beat the big dog? Can Memphis beat Ole Miss? Can UCF beat Stanford? If those two things happen, there's going to be a ton of chatter about the American
Yep.
Conference, which is huge. So I like rooting for an underdog, but I got to say, and Memphis is favored, like you said, I don't know that Memphis is the underdog in this week one matchup. And I don't know, as just a fan of college football, I would love to see those two things happen. Also, I'm totally biased because those are both my games. So I'd love to have some big games there. But I just think what a good thing for the college football landscape if those two things happen.
What do you think of Florida's win Saturday night over Miami? And does that, you know, it was a messy game, and it's their first game of the year. So you certainly, you know, you take that with a grain of salt. But does that look like a team to you that can be in the college football playoff hunt? That Florida team, can they take the next step?
Maybe the turnovers are questionable,
yep.
obviously, but week one, as they're still, you know, putting together. Or gosh, week zero. So, you know, everything was early for them. They had camp early. They had to make a quarterback
right.
decision early. Same with Miami. But I think they are definitely a contender for the SEC East spot, and that is a win in itself. If they can win the East over Georgia,
yep.
that's huge. And that I don't think a lot of people would see coming. And then shoot, if they're in the SEC championship and whatever they could put together against what we're assuming is Alabama, then I think that's a conversation. But I don't know if I'd have them in my top four right now. I don't know if they're a playoff team, but I do think they're going to be scary in the SEC East.
Agreed.
We are, of course, talking to Olivia Decker, college sports reporter for ESPN. She'll be here in Memphis this weekend for Memphis Ole Miss on Saturday. Olivia, what are you expecting from Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma? Do you think Lincoln Riley can unlock him?
Well, if anyone can, I think it's Lincoln Riley. He's kind of our quarterback whisperer of this era of college football, and his success rate speaks for itself. I don't think he's a Kyler Murray. I don't think he's a Baker Mayfield. And if anyone's expecting that, they're going to be sorely mistaken in those first couple weeks. You know, he's just more of a runner. He's dynamic on his feet. He's an accomplished guy. And I just think he's if he can take command of this team and prove that he's a national championship kind of guy, which he is, I don't know. It's tricky because when you're so used to the excellence at that position that they've seen in the last two seasons, in the last four seasons, it's the expectations are so high. He's kind of set up for failure from the jump. But I think they as a team are going to be extremely good. I think we're going to see them in Texas again in the Big 12 championship. Because Oklahoma has a new defensive coordinator and Alex Grinch, I think they're way more talented across the board. And if they can be less awful on the defensive side as they were last year, I think Oklahoma is just as scary, if not more scary, than they've been.
If I told you that it's going to be Alabama, Clemson again, which way would you lean? I think Georgia's got similar talent, right? Those three sort of are separated from everyone else. But if it was those two, you knew it, which way would you lean today?
You're saying if it's Alabama, Clemson, mm-hmm. and the national championship?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. And that's why I get so frustrated with if that is our national championship again, because it's just trading turns, you know, it's kind of whoever has the better night. And Alabama, in every way, that was not their night in the national championship game. And so it comes down to Tua's play, I think, more than anyone on that team. But, you know, I hope for the sake of college football that that's not our national championship again. I'd love if we have a sneaky team into the playoff, and then, I mean, just give someone else a chance. You know, it's like when in the NBA finals when it was Cavs Warriors every year, and that got so old. And I just think sports fans deserve better. And this is a bit of a tangent, but I think our playoff should be expanded so that Agreed. The odds of that happening are greater.
I agree with you on both fronts. If I told you though that I'll put it this way, if it's Alabama or Clemson, would you take the field? I know we're both rooting for it as fans, but does your heart tell you it'll be those two in the championship game?
You're asking me who I
would you take the field
championship game before week one.
I know, but every, I mean, those talk come in as the two favorites. Would you take the field
yeah.
then? Would you take someone out of the field then if you're doing it today rather than those two?
No.
You know it, and I know it deep in my heart. I know. I wish we could say something else,
yeah.
but it just feels like it's going to be the same.
Let's hope not.
I'm with you.
Positivity, guys.
I'm with you.
We are, of course, talking to Olivia Decker. She is the college sports reporter for ESPN. And then there was a list from Sports Illustrated about the greatest college towns in college football. Madison, Wisconsin. I know you sort of have a soft spot, obviously, for Madison, Wisconsin. I assume you have been in the building, though, when they've done the jump around, right? What is that like? What does that feel like?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So my husband went to Wisconsin, and we live in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. That's where I'm calling you from today. Wisconsin is certainly home to us, and in fact, we're looking at houses in Madison. We love it there so much. But I had Wisconsin twice last year, and both home games, which was amazing. And those are my first times at Camp Randall.
Wow.
I never went as a kid to games. I didn't know my husband in college. We didn't, you know, I never went to a game then as a fan. And when Jump Around came on, as much as I had anticipated and as much as I had heard about it, it was electric. I stopped what I was doing. I think I took my earpieces out of my head, so don't tell my producer, because I just wanted to embrace the moment for a second and walk around and really feel what it was like. And I feel like I had the best seat in the house to watch it. And that is one cool tradition. But I've got to say, it's being copied everywhere. I've had so many games where that's been played, but to experience that at Camp Randall was super cool.
All right, I got to ask, how are you and Sam going to handle not seeing each other until February with him in Russia? What is the plan, Olivia?
Why'd you have to bring it up?
I have to know. That's hard.
This is our first day. Yeah, I just got back from Russia yesterday. And so we got him moved in. He loves the new team. They've got a great coach. They have four Americans on the team, which I'm excited about. Four really good guys. So his situation is a good one. It's a really good team. If they play the way they're expected to, they should be in the playoffs in June. Selfishly, I'm kind of hoping that doesn't happen to get him back stateside. Yeah. Yeah, so I'll join him after the Super Bowl, after football season's done, and I'm staying for all of football season because I go to the Super Bowl every year, and my dad calls it on radio, so that's a special weekend for our family. But I'll join him in February. But luckily, football will keep me very, very busy, and I have such a routine here on game week, and that kind of started for me this morning, and started for me talking with you guys.
No doubt. Well, Olivia, we appreciate the time as always. We look forward to having you this weekend. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Yep. She is Olivia Decker, college sports reporter for ESPN. Of course, her husband is Sam Decker, former Wisconsin forward and
baller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did pretty well with the Rockets.
Yeah. I thought he was going to be an NBA player for a long time. I really did. And you know, sometimes it doesn't happen like that, but.
That's
a hell of a life right there, right? Like living in Wisconsin or Russia for maybe half the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
She doesn't get to join until February after the Super. She does time after the. I mean, she's gonna stick around for the Super Bowl.
Yes,
so an extended time off there. I hope. I hate having to root against your husband's success to see him sooner, but I understand it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, it's true. On the jump around thing, that is, if it's gonna be copied, it's so much better than the Wave. You know. So much better than the Wave. If we're going to copy tradition, the Wave is awful.
I just think it's just an easy take.
What, that the Wave is
to
awful?
Throw the Wave under the bus. When you are a part of the Wave, it still feels good. Just stop.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It's just an easy 2009. Heck, it's been around. That take's been around for 10 years now.
Jason, the Wave
is just hating on the Wave. The Wave is fine.
No, because it forces you to actually do something that you don't want to do.
Doesn't matter how many times you see it. If you see it in a full stadium, it is impressive.
No, it's not.
Yes, it absolutely
is. It
is
not impressive.
When was the last time you saw it in a full stadium? Full stadium, and you're a part of it.
At one of those games at Liberty Bowl. I don't know which one it was. I mean, I try to block it out of my mind.
Mm-mm. Just a popular thing to throw the Wave under the bus, and really it's overdone, it's overcooked, John.
The Wave is overcooked. The Wave has run its course. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's time for new things. Let's just think of some new things. We're humans. We're advanced technologically speaking. You know,
not everything needs to be changed.
Let's think of some new traditions. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.